Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Today we start a new series in the book of Proverbs, and I really think you're going to enjoy this. I firmly believe that if Jesus were to come back today and choose to have just one face-to-face conversation with you, it would be on this subject of sexual integrity. In this series, I'm speaking to a group of men at a retreat, and I take them through the book of Proverbs. We're going to go through chapter 5, and I start off this series with a story about me and basically my stupidity when I was committing adultery. And this is not something that I'm proud of. I'm ashamed of this. I'm ashamed of who I used to be and the choices that I made and all the people that I hurt along the way. So I pray that the Lord reveals some amazing things to you personally through this series. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss several things. Number one, why I was hiding in a closet like a coward, holding a loaded gun. And number two, how and why this teaching series comes from my defying God and then obeying God. Today's lesson is titled, Why Committing Adultery is Never a Good Idea. You guys are so far away. I'm talking about sex and everybody don't want to be in the front row. Why is that? Kind of, sort of?
No, you got a big sword right there. I want to be out of harm's
way. Oh. So you don't want to be a volunteer?
No.
Gotcha.
Very proud.
Well, cool. Well, my name is Dustin Daniels, and I'm the founding pastor of a ministry called Seven Places. It is a sexual purity ministry. I'm also the host of a podcast and blog called God, Sex, and You. And I believe that there is mass confusion when it comes to sexuality in our churches, in our culture. So I teach and train God's design for sex, for marriage and the family. And I do that by writing, by speaking, and planting small groups around the world that focus on biblical sexual discipleship. Why do I do this? People will go, so, you run a sex ministry? Yeah, you can say that. And I can tell you're excited about it. So why do I do this? Well, let me tell you a story. About 15 years ago, I was somewhere where I should have never been. I was having relations with a woman who wasn't mine. She was married. I was married, but just not to one another. And one night while I was visiting this woman, all of a sudden, I hear this. And fear gripped me like I've never been that scared. So I grabbed my overnight bag and I ran to the master bedroom closet. And I flipped the light on. I start rummaging through that bag. And I start looking for something. And I pull out a 9mm gun. And it's loaded. And I'm standing in a closet with a loaded gun in my hand, hiding from whoever it is at the door. It felt like I was there forever. And it was her son. Her son decided to check on his mom because he heard that she was getting ready to move out and file divorce because of me. When he finally left, she comes and she opens the door. And she looks at me and she sees the gun and she looks at me with a scowl. And she says, What were you going to do? Were you going to shoot him? Were you going to shoot my son? And fellas, I got to tell you, at that moment, I was so scared. I don't know what I would have done. All I know is that her husband was well over a foot taller than me. I know that's not hard, right? Well over 60 or 70 pounds
on me, I don't know what I would have done. Now, some of you are thinking, well, that, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you see on the 6 o'clock news. You know, you look at that story and you go, what an idiot. Man, I would never be involved in that drama. But see, if you would have known me, I'm not sure you would have said, he's an idiot. Most people would have said, he's a nice guy. He's a good neighbor. He's a good employee. He's a good guy. I don't know him that well, but he's a good guy. At that point in my life, I was in full-blown bondage to sex. And when you look at someone who's standing in a closet with a loaded 9mm gun, hiding from someone who's at the door, how does someone get there? How does someone get to that point in your life to where you're hiding in a closet like a coward? Was it because as a child I found my dad's stash of pornography and I was instantly fascinated by it? I couldn't get enough of it? Was it because I started to be sexually promiscuous in high school? And I was just fascinated. Nothing gave me the high. Alcohol, drugs, nothing like sex. So how does someone get to that level of stupidity? To where I'm standing in a closet like a coward, hiding from someone I don't know. Guys, I didn't have a father figure in my life, even though I had three dads come through my life. I didn't have a father to show me how to balance a checkbook. I didn't have a father to show me how to grill a steak medium rare. I didn't have someone to certainly tell me about sex, because my own father was an alcoholic and a sex addict. And I could never understand why my dad always had a beer in one hand and women on his mind. He always bragged about the number of women that he slept with. My dad showed me, he educated me with sex by showing me a pornographic video when I was probably 10 or 11 years old. He hit play, and he walked out of the room. That's how I learned about sex. So let me ask you this. If your heavenly father just had one, if he wanted to have one conversation with you today, what would that conversation look like? I want you to picture you sitting across from your heavenly father having a cup of coffee. Open your Bibles to Proverbs 5, if you have them. Because I think that what he would want to talk about is this concept of what sex is, what sexuality is from his perspective. I mean, think about it. Are we just a little confused about sex in our culture? Just a little bit? You think that the subject of sexuality is a little confusing in our universities and in our schools and in our government? Guys, the department store Target, they don't even know what bathroom to use. The basics of gender, they're allowing men who believe they're women. They think they're women in with your granddaughters. How scary is that? That's crazy. And the world applauds it. Right? Yay. So we're a little confused about that, aren't we? But I'm not here to talk about them. I'm here to talk with you on this subject of sex. I'm not here to talk at you. I'm here to talk with you. And I'm getting ready to teach you something that has come from me first defying God in every way possible, and then from obeying God.
As I look over my shoulder, man, I gotta tell you, I can't get over the faithfulness of God. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. How many things? All things. all things. And I just can't get over how the Lord protected me from me. So my question to you is, how have you ever thanked and praised God for protecting you from your stupidity? Well, let me encourage you to do that right now. In fact, let me encourage you to praise Him for the rest of today. Tomorrow, we're going to dive into Proverbs 5, verses 1 through 8. And I'm simply going to walk you through the loving and tender words of our Heavenly Father as He teaches us about sexuality and adultery. Lastly, I want you to know that I've got a brand new audio series and workbook. It really is a devotional, and it's about recovery. It's about porn addiction, or what I like to say, slavery to lust or bondage. And the great thing about this, guys, is that it's something that you can get through in 35 days. It's designed as an individual study. And I want you to think of this thing as the first chapter in your new life to address this porn habit that you have. And all you have to do is listen, just like you are now. All you have to do is listen to a 15 to 20 minute audio lesson each day for 35 days. You fill out the workbook, you pray like a madman, you listen to the Lord, you continue to repent, and you pour out your heart to Him, and you just see what happens. God will change your life. This is not something that we run from the Lord. It's a bridge that He has given to us, and He's walking with us on that bridge. So just think about it. In 35 days, you're going to learn God's design for sex, marriage, and the family. You're going to learn the triggers that lead to porn addiction or this habit or this bondage, whatever you want to call it. But it's something that you don't want to be a part of anymore. Well, if that's the case, you can't do it on your own. You do need a structure. And my suggestion to you is to replace your quiet time. You tithe your time with the Lord. So you get up a few minutes early and you go through this series. And I want you to think about this. In just over a month, in 35 days, you can have a better understanding. You can start to experience the freedom that Christ talks about in the Scriptures. So let me encourage you to order this thing today. Go to dustindaniels.org, click on store, and when you check out, type in the promotional code podcast, and you're going to receive 20% off of that. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. And you can follow me on Twitter at PurityPastor. And you can email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. Once again, I would love to hear from you. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 4:20, I love this verse. The kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. And we do a lot of talking on podcasts and radio shows, don't we? It's not a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. And my prayer for you is to experience this life and living with the Holy Spirit. And that power, it comes from the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Well, I pray that you walk worthy today, my friend, as you just cling to Jesus with everything that you've got. Just cling to Him. I love you, and I look forward to our time again on Monday.